Hi, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And today is a special BTS behind the scenes of the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program. Because today I'm sharing with you a clip from our Monday coffee chat. So every Monday, the women of the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program have the opportunity to submit questions, and I go live directly in our private student community to answer the question and provide some additional bonus coaching reminders and coaching. Now, this is separate from our weekly group coaching call where everyone joins the call. This is just an opportunity to submit a question and for me to directly answer and provide some in-depth coaching on a particular topic. So I'm sharing this with you today, and I hope that you enjoy and that you gain just as much of a benefit from it from the women in the coaching program. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. So, three mistakes that you are making right now. I can bet that you're making, more than likely you are currently making, and I'm seeing this as I'm observing you all, posts that you're making. I'm observing calls, like just the conversations that we're having on a lot of the calls, conversations that we're not having. So I can kind of pinpoint three things that you're probably doing right now that you need to start shifting. I really advise you to shift and start focusing on shifting these things as soon as possible if you really want to level up your love life, create new experiences, attract better men, or attract commitment. These are three problematic things that more than likely you're currently doing. So the first thing, and one of the number one things that I'm seeing repeatedly that many of you are doing or needs to commit to not doing or to shifting and changing, one thing that I'm seeing across the board is a lot of you are not being present. You're not focusing on being present. And the concept of being present is confusing for many. I understand. Understanding what that feels like, what's the mindset for it, what's the energy. So if this is something that you're struggling with, ask questions. Ask how can you embody this more? How can you practice presence more? But one thing, especially for the women in this program, because overthinking, relationship anxiety, fear of repeating the past, all of those things are something that just about every single woman in this program struggles with. Learning how to slow down. When it comes to courtship, when it comes to men and relationships, learning to slow down your thoughts, learning to be more present with where you currently are and what you're actually experiencing with what you're feeling is really, really important for you to change the experiences that you're having and the experiences that you want to attract. So when we talk about being present, it's really about being in this current moment. So sometimes when you guys are posting or asking questions about the men that you're seeing, or the experiences, like I know, for example, there was a recent post about meeting a man, having a good conversation, one single good conversation, and already going so far into the future about all the things that can go wrong, like this very doomsday crisis way of thinking that you're so afraid of being seen and being authentic and that the person gets to know the real you, that they're not going to like you, that your past, that your experiences deem you as unworthy or not good enough and unworthy of being abandoned, right? So all of this causes a lot of anxious thoughts, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, because you're putting so much weight on the outcome. And when you're putting a ton of weight on the outcome of a relationship or on a situation, then there's no possible way you're being present with where you currently are. There are other posts about, you know, having a lot of conflict or a lot of mothering energy in the beginning of courtship. When we talk about the first 30 days, go back and watch the videos under the guides tab. When we talk about the first 30 days of courtship, go back and watch those videos. It's an energy, and it's an energy. And I'm going to be talking, that's going to be something I'm going to tap on for the third mistake that most of you are making. But understanding that, like, the first 30 days in the beginning phases, whether it's the first conversation or the 100th conversation, you're only a month into knowing someone. So when you're in a place of putting a lot of weight on the outcome, and you're so focused on getting to a goal, you're so goal-oriented, you're so focused on the outcome, you're so focused on achieving or being validated, then you're not actually being with where you currently are, which is you're only 4 weeks into knowing someone. You're only 30 days into knowing someone. That's a very little bit of time, right? So you're not focusing on being chosen. You're not focusing on trying to get to a goal or trying to get to 30 days or trying to make it happen. It's not about getting something, right? It's about being. It's really, truly about being. And if you're being present and you're being with where you currently are, then you will understand that this man is not automatically your husband. This man is not automatically qualified. You are allowing yourself to go through the process, which means that you have to be present. You are allowing yourself to qualify him. You are allowing yourself to get to know him. But for so many, you have a hard time with presence because you have a disconnect with trust and vulnerability. Because you have a disconnect with trust and vulnerability, you're really scared to go through the process of getting to know someone because you're attaching, if this guy is not the one, that there's some high level of disappointment or some high level of rejection that you're going to feel. And I don't want to have to start over again. I don't want to have to do this again. I don't want to have to meet someone else. So you're placing a lot of weight and focus on this one particular man having to be it, or this one particular courtship having to be it, and that's a lot of pressure, and pressure breaks stuff. Okay, so you don't want to put all that pressure. You have to step back, really practice leaning back, stepping back, and being present with where the relationship actually is. Oh, it's only 2 weeks into getting to know him, and this feels nice. Just allowing yourself to feel and go through what is presently occurring in your life. What are you presently experiencing? It feels good to be pursued. It feels good that this man is calling me and showing interest. It feels good to have he is a possibility. Not that he has to be it or that you have to try to make it work. This is why we talk about leaning back. That's why you talk about allowing him to show up, allowing him to move the relationship forward, allowing him to make the plans, allowing him to strategize and make things happen. If you are trying to force it, you're trying to make things happen, you are not actually qualifying this man as being the right man for you. You are automatically deeming him as the man for you without even giving time, space, and opportunity for him to show up as that man. So you need to really truly be present and just adapt a "we will see" type of mentality. We will see what happens. We will see what the future holds. We will see where this relationship goes, which makes it a lot lighter. It makes it a lot lighter. You have to be present with where you currently are. And that's why we talk so much about getting good at the first 30 days, because the first 30 days is not about trying to get to 30 days. It's not about achieving an outcome. It's about allowing the relationship to unfold, allowing yourself to observe him. How does he show up? How does he pursue? What is his lifestyle like? What are his values? How does it feel when you're engaging with this man, not about trying to achieve an outcome. If you're present, that means that you're, if you're not present, that means that you're zooming past red flags. That means that you're not paying attention if this man is actually moving the relationship forward because you're trying to move the relationship forward. That means that you're not present when it allowing yourself to just enjoy the experience and to have a good time and to be light and to bring your feminine energy because you're so far focused into the future or you're so focused on the past that you're getting anxious and getting fearful of repeating or someone uncovering information about you or someone determining these things. So that is one of the number one things that I'm seeing repeatedly with the women in the program, with all of you. Not all of you, but with many of you, is the lack of being present. You have to practice being present. Being present is what's going to allow you to be open, to be vulnerable, to enjoy the experience, to get to know different men, to allow yourself to enjoy the process, to allow yourself to just allow yourself to be pursued without it feeling heavy, without if it feels heavy, if it feels like a lot of work, if it feels stressful because you're not being present. So any questions that you have about being more present, about embodying that energy, feel free to post on this thread or post in the group because this is something that I'm repeatedly seeing you guys not practicing, just being present where you are, and you're putting a lot of weight on the outcome. The second thing that I'm seeing that many of you are doing that you need to shift away from is that you are pre-committing to men without them actually showing up and moving the relationship forward. So when we talk about pre-committing, one second. So when we talk about pre-committing, it's you are attaching yourself to an outcome with that one particular man. You're focused on a man being the one and you're focused more on the man than the actual relationship. So you are pre-committing to a man before he actually commits. You're trying to move the relationship forward. You are allowing yourself to bask in the fact that this man is providing attention and not intention. And that is really what I want you to focus in on, the difference between those two. You are not solely focused on a man that provides attention. Attention is very easy to give. Attention, even though it is valuable, I don't want you to underestimate a man making time to call or to text. That is valuable. But there's a difference between a man who's solely just providing attention because he's available, and a man who has just a lot of availability, he's just providing attention, versus a man who's providing intention, where he is intentionally showing up. He's intentionally moving the relationship forward. He's intentionally leading the relationship. He's being very intentional about getting to know you, not just providing attention, but intention. And you will know the difference because when he's showing up intentional, he is moving the relationship forward. He is taking steps to get to know you, to meet you, maybe even to vet you through his family, through his friends, get to know your family, through your friends. There is intention in the process. He knows what he's looking for. He knows where he's trying to take the relationship. And you will feel the relationship progressing forward. It's not going to stay in the same space, meaning that 30 days is not going to look like 60 days. 60 days is not going to look like 90 days. You will feel the relationship progressing. Even during the first 30 days of getting to know you, he will make some type of plans to meet you or to get to know, maybe meet your family, whatever those milestones are for you, what that process looks like for you. But he's being intentional. You're not having to do all of that work. And many women make this mistake. I see this over and over and over again, even with the women in this program, that you're so focused on attention from a man that you're not actually paying attention. That is this man being intentional? So let me give you an example. There was a woman that was in a program. She's no longer in a program, where she spent the first 90 days. And this is why I will say this over and over again. Yes, I 100% believe that long distance can work. However, long distance needs to be intentional. And many women confuse attention with long distance to intentional long distance. And that's why we provide the long distance. What was that? 2 weeks ago, we did the long distance crash course for the program. And if you haven't gotten to that module yet, that's in module 5. Don't worry, you'll get there. Or module 4. So don't worry about that. You'll get there. And the replay I think the replay is also in the Q&A library in the student portal. But we talked about paying attention to how that long distance guy shows up, because you have the warm guy, the hot guy, and the cold guy when it comes to long distance. And unless, if he's not the hot guy, where he is taking the action forward, he is making the plans to come see you, he is making the travel, he is making that effort, he is, you know, coming to actually make the effort to move the relationship forward long distance, you shouldn't be doing all of that strategizing and planning and traveling and all those things. Now, that doesn't mean that the woman can't travel, because in some situations it's easier for her to do it. I understand that completely. But he still needs to be intentional about doing the heavy lifting of moving, making that part happen, not the woman. But you guys can look at the crash course on that, look at the replay in the Q&A library for that. But when we talk about women wasting time, going back to the story, so the woman who, someone who was in the program before, you know, one of the mistakes that I noticed that she was making was that she was so focused on a man paying her attention, and she was ignoring that he wasn't being intentional. And then when it came time to actually be intentional about the relationship, which was about 3 months, 3 or 4 months of knowing him, he said that he wasn't ready for a relationship, or he wasn't ready to actually seriously pursue the courtship, right? This is where she went wrong. This is why I see women go wrong with this time and time again, being focused on attention from a man and not intention. So there were signs that this man was not ready. He, even though he was calling and texting every day, he was giving her lots of attention, and he was receiving a lot of attention from her. He was not actually making plans to see her in a quick amount of time before the 90-day mark, really before the 2-month mark. He wasn't showing up making plans to do that. He wasn't talking clearly about where he was trying to take the relationship, or what he was trying to do, or what he was looking for. He was really just soaking up the attention from this amazing woman. All of you in the program are amazing women. You guys are smart. You guys are beautiful. You guys are ambitious. You guys are amazing women. Don't undervalue that. A man wants your feminine energy. He wants your attention. He wants your comfort. He wants your compliments. He wants to feel good. Just by you engaging with him, you make him feel good. He feels desired. He feels wanted. So if he can have that abundantly and not actually have to show up and move the relationship forward, not actually have to make any type of commitment, not actually have to make any type of effort other than just picking up the phone or sending a text message, and that suffice for him to get his ego stroke, for a man that's either operating more in his feminine energy or from a place of not fully being in his masculine value, at least with you, he's not being fully in his masculine value, that is suffice. That emotional connection is enough for him. He's not looking to actually commit or move the relationship forward. And that's why it is your job and your responsibility to realize that a man just providing attention is not enough. You want a man that's showing up, that's moving the relationship forward, that's making plans, that's making effort, that's actually doing things to make you feel secure and make you feel as though he is actually moving the relationship forward. You should not be doing this for him, okay? If he is serious, if he's intentional, if he's commitment ready, he will be doing these things without you having to guide him or force him or tell him what to do. I want you to go back to the I'm not sure if it was last week. I know the testimonial group call that we did with Nzinga and with Momo. I want you to really pay attention to those, and the one with Salda as well, when she got married, and with Sumaya as well. Sumaya didn't do her testimonial group call or podcast yet, but she did write on the post about what she did. And I also talked about it in a case study on my Instagram page. All of them mentioned that with the men that they got engaged or married to in this past year, during the time of being in the program, those men did the work. They did not have to tell those men what to do. They did not have to make the plans for the man. They did not have to pressure or beg those men. Those men showed up ready and moving the relationship forward. And don't doubt anywhere in your mind that you cannot have that same experience. You can absolutely have that same experience, but that means that you have to allow the ones who are not doing that to move out of the way, and you have to stop settling for attention. Okay, you want to focus on the men who are being intentional. I love, there was something that Momo said. She said she was She was courting about 7 different men. She said she was just allowing herself to receive the conversations, to receive the attention, and for her to get to know these different men without being attached to any one particular one. But as the time went on, and it wasn't a lot of time, but as time went on, the guy that she's now engaged to was the one who was being the most intentional. So as he started showing up more and moving the relationship forward, the rest of them kind of just fell out the way because they were not being intentional. They were just showing attention. But the one who was the most intentional continued to show up, continued to move the relationship forward. So this is why we talk about having your compatible circle, keeping your options open so that you can compare who are the men that are showing up and who are the men that aren't. But most importantly, who's being intentional? Because if you're so locked in on having a particular man or wanting a particular man to commit, you won't be paying attention to the men who are actually intentional and trying to move the relationship forward. So that is the second mistake that I see consistently, or is with some of you, is that you're so focused on getting attention and not the intention from a man. Don't get so focused on pre-committing. Don't get so focused on exclusivity. Don't get so focused on I need to get to this certain point and then it'll, don't focus on the outcome in that type of way. Focus on what feels good, being present, paying attention to this man, paying attention to, is he qualified? Are you guys aligned? Paying attention to, is he being intentional about you and the relationship and moving it forward? And the third mistake that I'm seeing you all, not you all, but some of you, consistently make when it comes to men in relationships is that you're not embodying this work. Tamara, who was in the program, she said that it took her a long time, took her about 8 months of being in the program before she realized that she was so focused on strategy and outcomes and so focused on trying to get to a certain place that she didn't realize that she needed to be focused on embodying this work. So when we talk about embodying this work, embodying the Captivating Courtship Code, embodying your feminine energy, embodying your Captivating Queen energy, it all comes down to you actually learning to shift your mindset and shift your energy when it comes to men and relationships. If you're so focused on the outcome, if you're so focused on trying to get a certain man to commit or trying to get to a certain relationship milestone, it will happen. I promise you, the more you embody this work, the more you do the inner work, you focus on reframing your experiences, you focus on mindset shifts, you focus on feeling more abundant and looking forward to meeting men and enjoying the process and being just open to the experiences and just receiving these experiences and just allowing relationships to unfold. Allow yourself to become curious about the men that you meet and become curious about the process. Allow yourself to connect more with your feelings, to get comfortable with communication, get comfortable with your feminine energy. When you focus on really embodying these aspects, so you're stepping into the best version of yourself, into that Captivating Queen energy, how can I enjoy this more? How can I enjoy this experience? When you focus on making those internal shifts, the milestones will happen. I promise you, they will happen. But they cannot happen if you have all this resistance to becoming the new version of yourself and still trying to be that old version, and you're thinking about just doing something different. When you're just focused on the doing, the work, the planning, the strategizing, all those external efforts, you're not making the internal shifts that need to happen in order to make those external things come naturally and authentically. Once you understand, once you shift your mindset, you shift your energy, you allow yourself to start playing with this experience more. Let me practice these communication skills on this man. Let me just look at this as practice. Let me practice getting comfortable with being vulnerable. Let me get comfortable with my communication. Let me just practice these skills. When you allow yourself to practice those things and to take it a lot lighter and allow yourself to enjoy it, the milestones happen. The men will show up. I can guarantee you, there's not a shortage of men. Okay, there's not a shortage of men out here. It doesn't matter if it's a man from your past that resurfaces or a new man that you've never met. There's no shortage of men, okay? But you have to shift your energy with how you're showing up and how you're attracting men if you want to create different experiences. You have to embody a different energy. Okay, it's about the mindset shifts. It's about the energetics. It's about how you're receiving, allowing yourself to enjoy the process, allowing yourself to get excited about the process, excited about what could happen, excited about possibilities, and not so much locked in on trying to force or make it happen. As long as you are shifting your mindset, shifting your energy, practicing these skill sets, embodying this work, and taking action, I promise you, the men will come, the men will show up. But you have to learn to allow yourself to go through this process and trust the process. Trust that once you make these internal shifts, once you shift the mindset, you look at how you frame your experiences. If you're feeling a lot of stress and anxiety, it's because of how you're framing your relationship experiences. You're putting a lot of stress on it. You're looking at it as something personal. You're looking at your experiences as a reflection of your self-worth and your desirability. You're sinking into these low value places, and then you're wondering why you're having low value experiences. You have to step up your energy. You have to embody that captivating queen energy. Watch the modules over and over and over again until it clicks, okay? You need to create a lifestyle that feels good. Create that captivating lifestyle. You need to start stepping into that best version of yourself. Asking more questions, allowing yourself to get more support, allowing yourself to make the internal shifts that are necessary, and start playing with this stuff. Allow yourself to have fun. Allow yourself to relax and enjoy it, and really focus on the energy and the communication, because that's what's going to create the shifts. You cannot create different experiences doing the same things that you were already doing. And the longer you take to embody the work, the longer it's going to take for you to make these shifts. If you look at any of the women that have gone through this program, that have gone on to attract relationships or get engaged or just attract better experiences, they will all say the same thing. They had to make changes. They had to change how they communicated. They had to change how they looked at relationships, how they looked at themselves, how they valued their feminine energy, and how they saw that. Some of you may focus way too much when it comes to femininity and feminine energy as an external thing. How you dress, how you walk, how you talk, all these things, because that's what like YouTube and a lot of places promote. And you're not really embodying it from the internal, with your mindset, how your energy, how you communicate, how you relate, how you hold space, how you receive, how you allow. This is going to be the greatest part of your shifting, how you connect with your intuition. All of those things is what helps to create different experience. The external is going to be the result of, right? So the external, you know, is going to be the result of you, you know, starting to feel differently about yourself. Then you'll start dressing differently. Maybe you'll start taking more steps outside of, you know, just going places and doing things. Like your lifestyle will change, right? But don't underestimate the internal shifts that you have to make. And that is the biggest portion of the shifts that you have to make. If you do not shift your mindset, if you do not shift how you engage, how you communicate, if you do not make the decision to embody this work and embody this energy, allow yourself to receive, whether that's receiving support from me, receiving support from the other women in a program, allowing yourself to be seen, allowing yourself to be heard, practicing new skill sets, learning to slow down, learning to stay on your throne. You have to embody that type of energy. And when you embody the work, the other things follow. But I promise you that that's one of the mistakes. So if you are just watching this, the three mistakes that I said that you're probably making right now is: one, not practicing being present. You're so far ahead. You're so focused on the outcome, trying to get to another milestone, trying to get exclusivity, trying to get a man to commit to you. You're so focused on that you're just breezing past where you currently are. And because you're not being present with where you currently are, you're not really qualifying that man and getting to know that man. You're not really building connection. You're not practicing these different relationship skills and learning to really embody any of this work. You're not allowing yourself to enjoy the process because you're so focused on an outcome. The second thing is pre-committing. You're more focused on attention from a man and not intention from a man. And that is one of the biggest shifts that you have to make, so that you stop pre-committing to men who may or may not be commitment ready. And then the third thing is that you're not embodying this work. You're focused on all the actions and doing, that you're not actually focused on the internal mindset and energy shifts that's going to allow you to create different experiences. So I hope that this was helpful for this Monday chat. If you have any questions, just go ahead and post on this thread or post in the group so we can continue this conversation.
Before you go, every week, Captivating Courtship opens 5 spots for relationship assessment calls. These are one-time 15-minute calls to get clear on where you are in your love life. And you can even fast-track your applications so we can chat right away. Claim your call today before spots are taken. Link is in the show notes.